This is WLVR News. How police departments use force in the line of duty has become a focus of protests and unrest across the country. Here in Pennsylvania, a number of bills in Harrisburg are aimed at addressing the issue. But how much impact will they have? WLVR's Hayden Mittman recently spoke with Cynthia Fernandez, a reporter for Spotlight PA, an independent, nonpartisan newsroom covering state government. They began the conversation talking about legislation that will require police departments throughout the state to provide a report on officers' use of force.
Well, it's being touted as a huge police reform bill because it would do something that has not been done before, which is require every single incident of use of force, whether or not it resulted in death, to be logged to a commission that is administered by the state police. And so that's a huge step forward for Pennsylvania because we have zero tracking on how often these incidents occur. And so none of that database would be made available to the public or to, you know, civil rights activists or advocates or protesters. And that's, you know, a big concern because a big part of this has been accountability. Now, the bill does provide for a report to be made from the commission of the state police, but that report would not be made available to the public. It would only go to the Attorney General's office and to select committees in the General Assembly. And importantly, it would not include any racial, ethnic, or gender data, which is part of the protests discussion that's happening, that, you know, police brutality is aimed disproportionately to people of color. And so this statistic would be vital to meet those demands of the protesters, but it was not included in this bill.
So how much information are we really getting?
The public would essentially get no information.
If this isn't addressing something that's really the focus of a lot of the protesting, will it solve any of the issues that have been brought forward by so many marginalized communities, by so many that are out there speaking up right now?
It would help because, you know, this is, you can call this basic housekeeping that local police departments should have been doing for years and are just now doing it because of, you know, the political pressure and political will and the protesters making so much noise. You can say that it would basically help track a little bit of what's going on, but there are four bills now in total in the General Assembly, and each of them are either toothless or have a poison pill in it that would make it impervious to right-to-know laws. So watchdogs like Spotlight PA or the ACLU or other civil rights lawyers and advocates wouldn't be able to access that to see what's really happening or make recommendations based on what's happening.
What about defunding the police? That's something that's been talked about. Or even putting body cams on police officers to help that accountability. Does anything that you've seen in Harrisburg address these issues?
So about 1 or 2 years ago, a police reform bill was passed in the General Assembly that was going to be completely groundbreaking because it would allow for police officers to wear body cameras, and everyone thought it was going to be a great idea. But we haven't seen any reporting from what that information has yielded because that information is not available to journalists. It's not a public record.
So it really does sound like it's more of a show than have any substance to some of this. What would address these issues? What steps could government take if they really wanted to address this issue?
A lot of advocates from both sides, representing police and representing civil rights, want the use of force law in Pennsylvania to be looked over again. They're saying it's too vague, it's too open to interpretation, and it is unconstitutional. It does not hold up to the Garner standard, which is a Supreme Court case in the 1980s that found, amongst other things, if a person is fleeing but they're armed, a police officer can't shoot them to complete an arrest. And in Pennsylvania, a person who's armed, even if they have not committed a crime and they're fleeing from arrest, it would be fine under that law for a police officer to shoot that person. And so a lot of people are saying you can't really solve police reforming issues in Pennsylvania until you get to the core of the issue, which is when can an officer legally take your life? There are bills that have been introduced already a year or two ago. They've been sitting in committee, but this is something that isn't going to be passed after a week or two with press releases and ta-da. This is something that's going to require a lot of expert testimony, a lot of expert opinion, and require a strong law that would fundamentally change when police can kill someone in Pennsylvania.
That was Cynthia Fernandez, a reporter for Spotlight PA, an independent nonpartisan newsroom covering state government, speaking with WLVR's Hayden Mittman about police use of force bills currently making their way through Harrisburg. To learn more, visit spotlightpa.org.